Blog Talk Radio.
Tell my baby make it hot. Ride the cock till you hit the spot. Tell my baby make it hot.
Doing it doggy style. Wow, 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 yippee-yo, yippee-yay, bow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yo. Wow, 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 yippee-yo, yippee-yay, bow, wow, yippee-yo,
and welcome to a celebratory finale.
Woo-hoo.
As we put the fig leaf on the Naked Soma show.
Oh, my.
Yes. There has been much research and preparation for this show that involved about 20 minutes. I know you all are anxious to see what we're going here.
Mm-hmm. I know I am. And,
yeah, well, frig if I know. But this nightmare is almost over. We have one more hour left here tonight to sort of reflect on what we have done. Which isn't much, to tell you the truth. We sort of wandered on the air with the sort of idealistic notion that people would listen, A, and B, people would learn and say, oh, I want to know more about that Soma stuff these weird shapes are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And when we first got on the air, we were in a studio about 10 feet from a laundry room.
That's right. And the bathroom where we would see people with towels walk by.
Yes, the unisex shower over at Manhattanville.
I don't know if it was unisex, but who knows.
Well, it was probably, no, it was actually, there was both, what is it called? Is it unisex or they both go in?
Yeah, but I don't know, was it?
From my observations, it was one
no,
moment
I don't
where
think
I was,
so.
I saw some interesting things going on in those showers.
Well, yeah, that's where the bathrooms are too, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, we have something to do first.
Uh-oh.
It is, you know. One thing about my computer, before we venture off tonight, it hates me more than I hate it.
That's saying something.
This is the unconditional love that I have for this computer. To always give it another chance. It's really starting to get on my nerves. Wow. And that said, it's trying its best right now to not screw me up here, but let's just see. We have a birthday to honor.
Yeah.
And I found the appropriate version of the song here, too.
Uh-oh.
I sure said.
Have a little fun. But when you think it's scary, if it's all that you can take, blow out candles and have a
Wow. Thank you.
Timeless classic from 1986. Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah.
Yeah, applies today.
It does. Yeah.
Chat room's open.
Oh, good.
Oh, I think it is. At least I'm hoping. Anyone in there? Probably not.
I don't know. I didn't go. Am I supposed to open
it? You're not even in the chat room.
Listen.
Lord.
I'm still, you know, partying in my head somewhere else. Hold on a second. Let me get in there. Come on. My computer is a tad slow tonight, too.
Yeah. Well, it is Val's birthday, so that way,
that's,
you know,
right,
we do sign off on an up note here on the show. But we are going to be here next Wednesday at 9 with an all-new exciting format.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that we'll be discussing in the second half of the hour after we put this sucker to bed.
Right.
Who's Tanisha Kelly?
I don't know,
but she's on Blog Talk Radio tonight, and all I can say is, hello.
You're an ass.
Just strolling by in my visual field.
Uh-huh. All right, the chat room is now open.
Chat room's open. So if you have any comments or any things to rail at the moon about, because it is a full moon tomorrow,
yep,
and it's coming, it's a mother.
Yeah.
So if you're looking to vent, believe me, we're here to vent with, because we have ample reason to vent after doing about, you know, 90 of these direct shows with you folks out there. Now, they all weren't bad. I mean, sometimes we had some fun. We're still trying to find that one with the Jewish music.
That was funny. It was Pam. Yeah, I remember that.
It was Pam?
I'm pretty sure that was her show. It was in the way beginning.
Well, that was
one
right. That was Pam. Pam was on towards the holidays, I thought.
I'm pretty sure.
She said it was on the January 7th.
I'm pretty sure it was her show.
Well,
I just remember a very EXO reaction.
Hmm. Yeah, I do remember that. I think she was on actually twice. We had her on like the 7th, and we had her back on the 9th because the show got so screwed up. Yeah, so
yeah.
maybe you can effort that and see if we can get that segment out, because that is absolutely, bar none, the funniest moment that I can remember in doing these shows. It was you laughing at the music that wouldn't stop, because we had so many things go wrong doing this show. I mean, like I said, we started out over at Manhattanville. We were just doing it on a local radio station that you couldn't hear outside the parking lot of Manhattanville College, and those shows were, you know, 2-hour extravaganzas. We would read the news, and we had Jeb on, who I don't know if he's aware that we're doing the last show of this format tonight, doing his wellness stuff, and we did all kinds of, we played music for a while. We did a lot of goofy stuff on that show. And then we ambled on the air, but we were actually sort of, somebody was trying to do us a favor. When we first signed up over here, within like, what, 2 days, they were like taking us off the air because we asked for too much help.
Right.
They
yeah.
canceled. This is a free thing, and they were canceling us for asking too many questions to get too much help. This is where they have like 12 shows, and now they have like
right.
12 billion.
Yep.
They're giving us a hard time. It was pathetic, but you know we got that was like an early indication of what we were dealing with here with the Blog Talkers. They have a certain I don't know. Tude to them, and maybe we can get live help up tonight because they're open now. We could maybe get a live help person to come in the room and just answer our questions about the new
show.
Oh
hell no!
That'd be hilarious. Come on the air, come on! Just give us 5 minutes. What we were told, and I might read the transcript of the live help when we get to that part of the show tonight. What we were told is that nothing will change. We're going to change the URL. We're going to change the name of the show. We're going to change the content and all that stuff. But all the Naked Soma shows will remain on the Blog Talk server for all eternity for your enjoyment without any glitches, which you know, Blog Talk Radio never has any glitches.
No,
they're completely,
never.
They're perfect.
They're glitch-free,
yeah.
Just like McCain's
yeah.
campaign.
That's right. Yeah, he was on Leno last night, throwing Sarah Palin under the bus with both hands.
I heard he was rather charming on there.
Yeah, he said he cried like a baby, which meant he slept for 2 hours and kept waking up crying. So he's
yeah.
He well, I think what it is, just like Dole, He said during the interview, he said that we know we had a strong headwind. I'm like, well, you weren't telling us that, but whatever. Everything about the Republicans now is like revealing their phoniness on like an exponential scale. In 2 days, I've heard Rush Limbaugh, comedian Rush Limbaugh, one day give Bush no blame for the recession, saying there is no recession. In fact, every economic category has made more money in the last 10 years. So there really was, his policies actually spurred the economy on, and the whole thing about the recession is one big media manufactured thing against Bush,
mm-hmm.
who's, you know, one of the greatest presidents of all time. And then the next day he says, you know, he was never a conservative, and we don't have anything to do with this guy, and he sold us out, and we conservatives need to make the distinction between their principles and Republicans who can be all over the map. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm totally at home with them floundering all over the place, trying to explain themselves. And did you watch Obambam when he went to the White House the other day? As if he was coming in to kick out the trash. He did nothing for 6 months but put George Bush's administration on the dunking machine and a chop, chop, chop him. Actually, I got to play that because...
Yeah, yeah, I have to.
Got to get over there. And basically, within 5 minutes of that meeting, you just sense that if someone told W he can pack and leave right now, he would. He wants out of there in the worst way.
Yep. He probably has his stuff packed already.
He is absolutely on vacation. He is gone fishing.
But on his way out, he is screwing more things up.
I think he's got more in store.
Yeah, he does.
Actually, this is going to be Bush. When he's leaving the White House, this will be his...
A judo.
Fighting off the press.
did you hear about that law that Bill Clinton had written in, like right before he left office there, that somehow allows the new president to undo what the former president has done before they left, like in the last 6 months of their reign of terror?
I know Clinton pardoned everybody that had a neck and two eyes.
No, but this is something where the new president can just say, you know what, he said this stuff in the last 6 months, he did all this, let's just throw it the hell out.
Bush is getting around there because he's making it law.
Yeah.
That he's doing now with energy and some of the other stuff, he's really trying to leave a big footprint.
What I heard through the grapevine in my, you know, my pals in the stock world is that the stock market, as it goes down every day, the way it's been really, really horribly tanking, that they believe that it's manipulation so that they can get more money for bailouts. They believe that the economy is not as bad as it's showing and that this is vile manipulation going on. And there is always some manipulation in the stock market. That's without a doubt. So I tend to think they're probably right. And it's pretty scary. And the idiots getting bailed out, that is just pissing me off. You know how much they're giving in bonuses still from that money? They are still giving millions of dollars in bonuses to these dickheads. In the meanwhile, Smith Barney, we have friends that work for Smith Barney. They're not even having a Christmas party this year because they feel like it's inappropriate to party when all of their clients are losing so much money. They're not having their huge, giant Christmas party with all the trimmings. They're going to have like a little office thing, you know, with cupcakes or something, but they're not doing anything. And these other people are giving all kinds of bonuses to these slime buckets.
Well, I know who's not going to any parties this Christmas. It'll be Joe Scarborough. I actually saw this live yesterday morning. Check this out. Your Veterans Day moment, folks.
All right.
steady men that don't go around flipping people off or screaming fuck you at the top of their lungs. I suggest that you missed the Jay Carney story.
There you go.
And the 7-second delay installed for the Junkyard Philo.
Oofa.
Who, I'm telling you, if you saw it on MSNBC, Mike Barnicle's he's in New York and Scarborough's in Washington D.C. on a split screen, and you see Barnicle have the eco reaction of almost falling out of his chair, holding his jaw open, and like trying not to freaking laugh his balls off, and then he goes on for another 30 seconds. He doesn't even realize he said it. Dope. And it's like everyone else in the show is like they're like aghast. Like, does he know he just said fuck on the air? Priceless.
That's beautiful. Hey, you know what?
Oh,
on top of that,
priceless.
we should really play Sue because she.
But
wants
that
to
but that reminds me. Yeah, we have the ultimate right here.
Yeah.
Here we go.
At 11, pay more at the grocery.
This is directed at Joe Scarborough right now.
The fuck are you doing?
Here we go.
You know,
you
we could do a
that.
Show with just that stuff.
Yeah, you can't beat that. And you know, maybe one of these things, maybe as Bush gets on the helicopter to go back to Texas, we can have Costas send him off.
Yes.
Good riddance, fuckface. So long, you fetus-faced windbag. Good luck managing a Denny's douchebag.
There you go. So it, I'm telling you, they've been lining up the last couple days.
Man.
And who's been you know, on the front griddle is Barracuda.
I'm so tired. That's a good name for her. I'm so tired of that voice. I just want to smack her.
I can't get enough of it. I'm telling you, I cannot get enough of this phony, philo, freaking annoying. Can a polar bear take her out? Can
you know,
a walrus jump in front of her car? Can we get a couple of harp seals to just, like, you know, rub her off on the way back to Wasilla tonight or something? She's at the governor's convention now,
yeah,
and everyone wants to shoot her.
The C word comes up when I think of her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, I think McCain had something to say about that.
A credit card crunch.
There you go.
You filthy criminals.
Meanwhile, Obama's picking out his staff. A bunch of Clinton thugs are coming in to basically lay down the law. I am telling you, when Obam Bam gets in there and has to deal with Anto, his wife there, who's just picking out schools, and I'm telling you, that place is going to be under siege. It's going to be like DEFCON 0 going on there. It's going to be unbelievable. And every Republican's going to have like a bullseye on their head. And basically, he's calling them all out. It's like Bud.
Personally, I think the guy's a phony.
That's right.
I am really waiting. I am going to enjoy the next 4 years.
It'll be interesting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to be quite different from the last four.
Well, we can't get much worse. And if it doesn't get any better, we won't have free Blog Talk Radio anymore. We'll be talking to two tin cans.
Yeah, sometimes it sounds that way anyway, so what's the
well,
difference?
Well, yep, we got the quality on those replays. That's right. Looking forward to that on the new show. So we have to put this show sort of to bed. Put the fig leaf on the naked soma. First, I know the burning question the archivers want to know. Why? Why are you putting it to bed? They don't really care. But if you do, give us a call, 646-478-4847. We love that guy that didn't deal with his family so well and opted to enlist in the Vietnam War and got over there and decided maybe he overreacted. He can call in tonight. We'd like to have him back. But for the most part, you know, like I said, when we started the show, we were trying to say to the audience that used to be located over at Marymount College and then moved over to Haddonville College, you know, this is an opportunity to kind of follow up on discussions we had in the classroom. We really weren't thinking of you guys in Blog Talk Land at all, because Blog Talk Radio was a popcorn fart on the web. It had absolutely nothing to do with social media on the web at all. It was an insignificant. It was a lark. And all of a sudden, I'm telling you, it was on steroids the last year. And you had to go through some type of, motor vehicle-like bureaucracy to get on the air between 8 and 11. It was like they put you through hell to do it. I mean, now, of course, they're just moving the starting times of the show you sign up for. So they just completely advanced their technology to do that. So, but it was one of those things where we started off doing it for the students. And, of course, they graduated and completely lost our number, just faded to black. So there we were, basically put our pants down in July, and we went, you know what? We've got to start reaching out to a new audience. And, of course, that's when the marketeers started to get in our brains.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, oh, well, you know, we'll do some theme shows, and we'll teach you all about the wonders of the four domains. I don't think anyone learned a damn thing about the four domains in here, except that we have a bunch of products over there at summerspace.org that can do lots of good things for you if you actually wanted to learn them, which we figured out that you didn't, in 5 minutes. So we did a lot of pop culture stuff and played some YouTube videos and tried to demonstrate each week which domain was coming into focus based on the lunar cycles and some of the other stuff we do in our work. And, of course, the deaf ears did not listen. But we did get somewhat of a personality of having an edgy show. And for some reason, early on, when you look at the rankings, we were doing a show that was listed, I think, at the Life at that point. You know, we were getting people to archive the show. You know, a couple hundred a week. It was strange. They never listened live. They would just archive the show. Now, I don't know. Maybe that was just people sampling stuff or whatever. But we had some goofy times back then. We didn't really have any guests.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that whole first couple of months, pretty much the whole first summer, we did some features on what we called Soma Stars, and we did have a little blog going for a while about that. But the early shows were just called Riff on This, and we would just riff on whatever the heck we felt like talking about for an hour. That was giving examples about, you know, what it is that we see with this perspective we have with the four domains. And we're really going back to that with the new show, but not in the same sort of irreverency that we did the first time. So once we got to the point where we had a product, we had this 30-day emotional makeover. You listen to us for about 7 or 10 minutes a day, and we try to coach you through, you know, the way the emotions change throughout the month. And we did have David Goodwin on last week talking about the fact that the mainstream teaches us that it's not depression unless it lasts 1 to 2 weeks, which means happiness is not something you're supposed to be in 30 days in a row because it means that you're pathologically happy. How about that? I need some pathological happiness right now, actually.
Yeah, you do.
He likes to move it, move it. I got to find that. That show, that movie yesterday, I swear to God, it's like an earworm. The entire soundtrack is playing in my head now.
What movie?
Madagascar 2.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you went to see that.
Yeah. I got my son going this morning. He's you know, not the most vocal kid in the world. Move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. Hey, Dad, move it, move it.
He's really getting very verbal.
He kept coming over to me when I was basically a catatonic, in front of the TV before. Move it, move it. He kept saying. Pretty funny. So anyway, we went through those first three phases going into last fall, and about the last year, since last September anyway, we pretty much had guests on almost all the time. Expert interviews, lots.
Tons of them. Some very famous people that I still don't know how the hell we got them.
I still don't know. We're going to go over a little bit of a list, and we've had some disasters, like we did the Cairo Pyro night, which was an interesting night, and some other ones. But, for the most part, you break it down in terms of the experts, you look at this list, and it's kind of impressive. I mean, for what we're doing up here, we know Bartlett, but he was a pretty hard get. He's a popular author because his book was running number one on Amazon for in terms of New Age books for that week that it was on. And, we basically woke him up in his hotel room and he just kind of blathered on the air for 10 minutes. But exactly. But that was an early show that we did. That was one of the first ones we had, a guest that was actually outside the local area. We had, we were fishing around. Then we got the big first big interview we had was D'Adamo.
Yeah.
And I almost overslept for that show. Remember that?
Yeah, course.
Yeah, I'm taking an eco power nap at about 7 o'clock. This is when the show started at 8.
Uh-huh.
And I wake up at 5 to 8 thinking it's 5 to 7. I'm going, oh, I got more time. And then I had this total panic, you know, the cold sweat, the whole thing. And one of the things that the features here at Blog Talk was that sometimes when you called in, you didn't get through. So I was like in a total panic mode, and I think you had to open that show until I got on the air, which we didn't have the Adamo right at the top, but I kind of came in like 10 after 8, like, who, what, where? And
oh, you never.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
never.
If we ever get the time, maybe if Loda gets the time, we could take a cut of about 10 random shows that we opened and 10 random shows that we closed.
Oh,
and I'm
man.
Telling you, it is an eco tutorial. If you ever want to listen to that, we never opened the show in a smooth way because I was hardly ever here when the show would start. I was always screaming that around the corner, you know, with squirrels in my grill.
Right, and I'm on the air going, hello, I think
yes.
Dr. Mark should be here any second. Week. And I'm typing to you on the instant messenger, where the fuck are you?
Yeah, maybe that's one of the things we want to change for summertime when we get there. Well, we did move to 9 o'clock in January, which did help that. But, you know, we had Joe Bleep from the Bleep on, babbling on about whatever he was talking about. Stephen Hayes, which is a pretty good get. He was a good guest, talking about his acceptance and commitment therapy. We had a lot of psychologists. Look at this list, my God.
Well, you know.
They'd like to talk. You know.
Happens,
but,
yeah.
But even, like, obscure ones, you know, like this Ruben Naaman guy, the sleep guy, you got him basically. But you pulled him out of your butt on a Sunday morning.
Yep,
like,
yep.
3 days before the show, we needed a guest because somebody canceled, and you went, all right. And like 10 minutes later, you found this eco, and I'm telling you, he was melodious.
Yeah,
was
he was great.
You know, but it ranged all over the place because we go from him to like Adrian, your fitness person. You know,
let me tell you.
That was bizarre.
Let me tell you about her today.
All right.
First of all, I walk in the gym. She tells everybody that it's my birthday, so I'm getting attacked by everybody. You know. Then she gets me a basket with my favorite goodies in it, my apples, my almond butter, and my sunflower seeds. And then she proceeds to absolutely torture me with a birthday workout that I will be sore for the next month. So here's your shout-out, Adrian. Bite me.
All right, then.
Yeah, it was fun, though. She did at one time jump on my back, and anyway, you know, zaniness ensued.
My statement for that is Clinton.
But I want to say one thing to the American people. I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky.
There you go. Well, you know, we had such wacky guests. Just to take a segue, if you look at the times that sex was the focus of the show, goofiness won out over anything else. We had Anna, the parapsychologist, tantric experience, back in April.
Mm-hmm.
That show still, I'm telling you, if you're ever alone on a weekend night, put that show on, April 9th. You know, and of course Lisa Lawless out there in Colorado with the fabulous holistic sex toys. I learned about that night.
That was fun. Yeah. Yeah, that was fun.
We had that deal. And, of course, Alexis Tyler with Vagina Power.
Mm.
Now, there's three for a panel right there.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, and then we had some serious ones like Sassy talking about women and daddy issues, you know, with Sandra Harris and, you know, some other ones. But I don't know. I mean, we went from the paranormal, what do I call them, the parateets.
Yes.
Amy and Christy, yes.
Yeah, they're fun, too. They're nice girls.
Yeah. We went from them to the women with the baseball, the Deirdre and Jackie. You know, baseball without balls, whatever it was, or beyond balls, whatever it's called.
Oh,
we had so many weird guests. When I look at this, it's like, then you look at, we had like a Cherry Florence on, who was really good, and Susan Lacombe from My Shrink was really good. I liked her. I don't know. I mean, even Dooley last week from the Wonka Sphere. That's a pretty prominent guy. And Sid Rosenberg calling in after his meal. He's walking to the city of Manhattan. You know, the sports roundup we had that night. That was another bizarre show.
Which
Harry, Harry Bavarian. We had Mike Silva, Sid Rosenberg, and Harry Bavarian.
That was kind of interesting because I was able to just listen.
Yeah, there are a lot of shows that you just listen.
Yeah,
then,
I know.
But then, check it out. We go from, like, Patti Litwin with the Yakko Ball, unbelievable guest, to Carissa Starr, an obscure blogger that we just kind of liked her blog and had her on. She had no idea why she was on the show. And she was great. I liked her. And then you get a guy like Neil Slade, who's popping his amygdala and all kinds of weird crap. And Unity Stokes from Organized Wisdom. I mean, these guys are doing big stuff.
Yeah.
I then you have Joan Cara on, which was another ridiculous interview that you had to, like, put in the can. And I don't know. We did a lot of I look at this. It's like we were all over the map. You know, we had a lot of practitioners on, pretty much 2-1 over. Well, actually, 2-1 over the Woo guests, but. In terms of the people that had, you know, basically internet-based businesses, that was about 50-50. You know, just breaking it down. We were on Dr. Blockstein's show, and then he came on our show.
Yeah, he's a character.
How is that guy popular though? I mean, he does nothing. I mean, I don't understand what. Like, if you did the marketeering crap that they do to us, his target audience is basically shut-ins.
Here's the thing. I mean, we want people to actually learn something, and his show is just very lighthearted and, you know, it's just kind of brain candy.
It just seems to go out of your way, though. I mean, would you really go out of your way for that? I don't know.
I wouldn't, only because it's a little bit too loud for me. I'd rather just sit here and watch Rachel Maddow, you know.
Well, you know, he's kind of controversial, but Howard's having him on now. That's how popular he got.
Get out of here.
No, Blockstein is a segment on Howard now.
Well, that's interesting. Good for him.
Yeah.
Hey, Blockstein, GFY.
Yeah, GFY. Actually, I think we have a Fitzy in here somewhere.
We did. I don't know if he's still there.
I saw it before. There he is. There you go.
I miss him.
Yeah, I don't see him anymore.
Well, he's on. I'm a subscriber. Yeah, so I get the little dings in my email when he's got a new feature up there.
Yeah, I gotta go check him out. But I don't know. I mean, we had this guy Marco Iacoboni that wrote about the social, the mirror neuron stuff. Hardly understood a word the man said. Book is great. Interview was like underwater, but it was. He was pretty prominent researcher out there on the West Coast calling in our dopey show. It made no sense.
Intense.
Very intense. Oh, yeah. Well,
yep.
I mean, you want intense, peeps. Check out the March 19th show about the Immortal Battery with John Hobbs. Exo galore. You really want your blood to run cold for an hour with that one on. Actually, Stephen Elliott, another exo we had on, did a great show. May 21st, check out that show. So it's like when I look at this stuff, I mean, we had people with startups things. You know, we had that lawyer woman person, Rachel Lazar Paley, she was on.
Yes.
And you know, talking about forconsciouswomen.org. You know, people just starting things out and getting things open. You know, Karen DeLandis had Institute of Self-Discovery and other women's empowerment. We had a lot of women's empowerment stuff on. We're always in the women here. God almighty.
Yeah, well. We are half women here.
That's exactly right. Where's Vagina Power? How could we not?
That was toward the beginning, too, wasn't it?
No, it's down here. Where's Alexis? You don't have it in here?
Possibly not. I had to clean out a lot of that stuff.
Oh, you can't.
I can play it, though. I'm sure I have it somewhere. Hang on. I'll see what I can find over here. Let's see.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, I'll see if I have it here. Oh, this computer. Oh, yes.
Got it?
Well, here's a clip from the interview that we did with her.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just see. Let's see, Naked Soma, where are you? Miscellaneous Blog Talk Files. Might be in there.
All right, well, you're looking for that. The top five live listener shows were the Joy of Sock Show back on January 23rd with Rick Leskovitz talking about the how the fans influenced the outcome of these games right before the Super Bowl, actually, that was, back on January 23rd. And then the Sports and Phony Show, which was that show we talked about before with Sid Rosenberg, that had 42 live listeners. And then the Pagan Space Show, surprisingly, had 40 live listeners. Neil Slade, back on May 7th, his Brain and Creativity Show, 37 Live. And strangely enough, without much promotion or PR, Anne-Marie's Misogyny and Language Show, back on November 7th, with 31 live listeners.
And that was something that, I guess it was friends and miscellaneous people. And
I pretty much spent the entire show with my legs crossed because I was in pain.
You did wear a jock that night, didn't
you? Yeah, that was a man-hating show from Jump Street. But anyway, those are our top five live. Yeah, for you. Those are our top five live listener shows. And then the archiver shows, again, the Bartlett Show, number one, with 502 archives, followed by Diadamo with 421. The aforementioned Neil Slade, coming up on the list again, with 394. And Alexis Tyler, 388. And the Pagan Space, 286. So, you know, what it really showed was that the people that had internet-based groups had already had sort of people used to going to the web to find out their information from these people, you know, easy to click over to a show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I found it.
There she is. Okay.
Ready? Here we go. Let me get closer here to the... All right.
Even Emory's show, 225. There you go. Wherever she is she sleeping in Hawaii tonight in the ATL? You're out there, Alexis, in our archives. And we did have a great time on her show. I don't know if we ever heard that show on the air, but we were on the show for like 90 minutes.
Yeah, we really like her. She's a fun person. I don't know where she's been. I know she's busy.
She busy? Yeah, everyone's busy, baby. That's right. So anyway, we went through those four phases. Then we tried in the summer to go through a thing called tangents, which was like for about a week. That was like the theme of the show. We're going to go off on these tangents based on what the listeners want. And it did not get out of the garage. That cow was shot pretty much within a month, and we were back to doing guests. We were trying to get more guests on in the hour, like do more of a panel kind of show. That's what led to the show, like the sports show, which actually worked out. But you have a hard time getting everybody on, and it's like the people don't call in at the same time. Kind of like what happened last week, where we had to pre-record two of the four interviews, and then you weren't, and then you got live stuff going on. So we started going toward these Soma casts, which I haven't checked the stats to see if anyone's even archiving these things with the debates and stuff like that. But for us, it's a much better format because it's something that's happening in real time. So if you're watching a show on like you're watching CNBC or you're watching an interview on TV, and we're actually, breaking it down for you at the same time. It kind of gives you that, as Sarah Palin would say, that inside baseball stuff to give you kind of a way to apply this stuff to what we call entrainment through entertainment, which is what we're going to get into as we wind this down. So that was what Naked Soma was. It was an experiment that failed five times. Now, the light bulb, 10,000, right? Edison had 10,000 versions of the light bulb before he got one that stuck. We only failed five.
Yeah, I believe
times.
So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, so maybe we'll have to do another 9,000 plus shows when we get it right. But those are the five basic formats that we had, and all premised on this mindset of a naked soma, which is what we use as our shorthand for an open identity, which is the ability to basically take any of the four basic perspectives that your brain gives you as you move through the somatic cinema, as you develop your brain. So we have this background stuff, this real hardcore academic stuff that we were trying to talk about in kind of a, Joe Sixpack kind of way, And I think both audiences, both the highfalutins and, the academics that were our expert guests and the people that have no clue what a soma is and wouldn't want to know, we get confused. And so we kept saying, how do we please both of these audiences? Because there's a heck of a lot of people that don't know what the hell a soma is. We had one guy, I think,
was the only guy that I could remember was Craig Williamson back in December that actually knew what a soma was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from you know, he wrote a book about it. He was a somatic educator. And we've had a couple people since then. You know, we had Mary Abrams on from Moving Body Resources that actually knew what a soma was and was trained, and she's in the ISMETA and all that stuff. Formal, you know, kind of clinical kind of stuff. But our attitude is much, much more informal, and that always leads to, you know, this sort of frayed ending kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we got into these soma casts. We did a bunch of them. We did some for the campaign, and we did World Series one. We did a couple on the election night. And it kind of showed us that, hey, you know what? We're too sort of, what's the word, eco? We're too distractible to have a show that doesn't have sort of a structure built in for us. And so, you know, we said, you know, why are we here? Why are we here? Well, we're here because we're trying to communicate a message that you could take out the door, and you could use this show as your sort of your sounding board every week. And we really wanted to be more interactive. The best shows we had, we only had callers and guests and people chatting and things like that. And it's not just the one guest basically doing an infomercial for a half an hour and could care less about us or what we're talking about or try to basically blend their material with ours. It was just never going to mesh. We were basically just the two voices at the end of the phone, and they would come on and promote their book or promote whatever they're doing, and that would be the end of it. And, you know, that's when you would go water the plants or whatever and leave the room.
That's right.
And wash a few dishes. Right, exactly. I mean, it's ridiculous. But anyway, it was part of my purpose was of doing the show was to have something that you can listen back to, because one of the things I like to do upstream was do these attitude adjustments, these little audio blogs, to give people kind of a way to kind of like use this stuff in their regular life,
mm-hmm.
and to make it so that it could be, you know, because we always had fun using it to look at TV shows and movies as examples, and that's really what we became interested in doing. So this show, over 90 of them now, probably 70 guests over there. I just broke it down just from last September. 28 with one repeat, so 29 shows, featured ecos. 15 with one repeat, so 16 featured philos. 12 ontos, and only 8 exos.
Well, that's about right.
We booked a lot of ecos.
We did lean toward the ecos, but they're more fun.
We had better shows, but you know, that meant that you had two hosts that were distracted, and the guest was distracted. So the listener, think of the listening audience. What are they saying? I don't understand.
Uh-huh.
Click. And maybe that's why you guys archived, because listening to it live was too upsetting. You know, it was almost like ridiculous, the archiver to live listener count. But as we're finding out with Blog Talk, especially some of the other shows I've done, like Mike Silva's New York Baseball Digest, people look at this more as podcast radio, not Blog Talk radio. Hardly anybody listens live unless it's a guest that happens to fall into the window of their day and they want to hear it live, because there's no urgency. You can always listen back. And if you're a regular listener, you just get the archive and listen when you want to. And I don't know if people move this over to iTunes and put it on their you know, their phone and stuff like that. I don't know where it's going to go with that. But that's kind of like a little summary of what we did for the last year or so on the air here. And what we really want to do going forward is like I said, use this show as a platform to teach you the basics of what we call the somatic method. So I am now efforting a little summary of what that is. Is there anyone in the chat room? I don't even look.
I don't think so. Let me just double check. Well, I am.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, okay, so if you want to visit Val in the chat room, we can hop in there. We got 15 minutes or so. But just want to give you, now, we're doing lots of stuff over at somaspace.org to kind of clean things up. We're actually going to put blog Soma to bed, our little blog. Ooh, we're taking it out back and shooting it in the head. Ooh, the other got shot. Because there's another case where we had too many links and too many things jumping around. So we're going to create we think of it as, if you can ignore us once a week, try ignoring us 7 days a week. So we're going to give you 7 opportunities to ignore us rather than one. And we're creating a platform called the Daily Profiler, which will be on Blogspot, but we'll have the dailyprofile.com up, linked through summerspace.org, and that'll be sort of your portal to the Somatic Method. And we will have one day devoted to sports profiling, one day devoted to roles and relationships, one for science and health, one for money, power, and politics. Fridays we'll do movies and books and entertainment, and Saturdays lifestyle and gossip and the pop culture. So look for that. And then on Sundays we're going to do the podcast with the experts. And we're going to call it Vital Voices, and there'll be maybe 15, 20-minute little segments that you can listen to after you have your newspaper and your bagel and stuff. You download the podcast, and it's going to give you a little edge going out the door the next week. So we're trying to focus on the two things that we do best, which is performance and communication skills, using mm-hmm. our little Somatic Method here. So what is the Somatic Method? It's actually, in a couple of words, it's just meditation with muscle. Put a cord around muscle, all right, because we're dealing with an awareness. So I have it up on the new page, just read it to you here. It's a movement-based practice that helps people raise their awareness of the background body tensions that impair their ability to think, feel, and act fully. All right? It uses the principle of nonverbal connection, which goes beyond mere communication. So you develop something called social intuition, which is part of profiling, right? So mm-hmm. rather than splitting your attention between the way you move and the way you focus mentally, TSM establishes a way for you to move well within yourself and stay centered as you interact with everybody else. And that heightened awareness opens you up, back to your naked soma concept, at your own pace, and you test the boundaries of your identity that way. So this is not just the simple, kind of unhook from the world, kind of mellow out thing, and it's not a calisthenic thing, get the old tummy tuck thing going. It's much, much more about how you flow as you go throughout the day. And there's rhythms and all that other stuff and all that great stuff I like to talk about. But for the most part, it's giving you a strategy to deal with the fact that you're not on a static, flat earth, even though, Tom Friedman will tell you otherwise. This rock be spinning, and you be spinning in it. So this gives you a way to kind of ride that wave. We talk about surf life with Somatic Method. And so I want to make it clear that there's a physical aspect to it, and there's a mental aspect to it, but ultimately this is about being social, being much, much more fluid, not fixed in the way that you interact socially. And that's why when we have these issues raised about women's empowerment and the brain, also, we're looking at it from the standpoint of how can we use our approach to take that information and basically integrate it into someone's life without them having to go through that learning curve and the frustration and getting overwhelmed. So actually, the show is going to be much more about how to do that and giving you ways to kind of, like almost shortcuts, to get through a lot of the things that would stop people normally, okay? So we're going to have, on the Daily Profiler, we'll have reposts from our partners' blogs, and instead of saying, here's Mike Silver and what he put up on New York Baseball Digest, because on Monday, maybe some of you guys will read some sports, okay, it'll be there. But it'll be, no, it's Mike Silva. He's a philo reporting to us. We're profiling him, see? Mm-hmm. And we'll have a little method minute on there to figure out how to do that. And then on Soma Time, which is the new title of the new show on Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock here on the Blog Talk Atmosphere, we'll be doing some live chat with you, Sapes, if you amble in there. We're going to look at some surveys we're going to put out into the wilderness to see if we catch it with our big net, with Lotus Big Net. And we don't have any surveys. We'll make one up and find one on the web to break down, because there's always surveys up there. And we're going to do these live somacasts on these Wednesday nights, try to find something that's going on out there, whether it's a game or an interview or whatever, see if we can find something that we like to give you guys a little window into that. And we're going to do some questions and answers. So as you guys get used to talking our talk and understanding what the Somatic Method's about, we can do some questions and answers that you'll submit to us before the show, or they'll pop up in the chat room and we'll answer them. And we're also going to do some summer buzz. Summer buzz!
Wow, that's catchy.
Yes. We will profile one of the people in our S-List book that you can catch over there at summerspace.org to see which one of them has popped up on the buzz meter in the last week. Lindsay Lohan's wearing me out right now, but... Is Madonna actually surfaced again and A-Rod are all on the S-List. And the reason why is that your image-behavior kind of link is always kind of tied to what's going on in that world.
because those are the big examples that people use in pop culture to kind of look at the way society is heading, and not so much about the person, it's about the picture of that person and what perspective you have of that picture. And we saw it play out in the campaign when you had two Philos running on the Republican side, you know, one a junkyard Philo in Palin, and one just plain junk in McCain, who was just a mess. It was a total mess.
He was. I mean, psychologically, just watching him, he was really falling apart.
He was a hot mess.
The stress levels were too freaking high for him.
The gritting of the jaw, the whole thing.
He really has to be
blinking of the
relieved.
Eyes. No,
I think he was relieved when he lost.
I knew he was really over it when he did Saturday Night Live before. You know, before the election that weekend, he was on QVC, that whole thing on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. Well, did you hear that Lindsay Lohan referred to Obama as the first colored president?
There you go. Lindsay's good.
That stupid eco asshole.
Lindsay's good. Lindsay's good.
Hello, what year is this?
He's a colored man.
He's a person of color, Lindsay. You person of very low IQ.
Yeah.
Oh.
If I can find that now. There's a song for that. There's a song for everything. But anyway, that's going to be the what?
That was on Access Hollywood, by the way.
Did the reporter drop the microphone?
Interviewer did not question the 22-year-old on the use of the term.
That's a color man.
Ay vey. But she left it out of the online story, but then posted an extended interview where there it was.
Let's see. I could play this for Lindsay.
This here song is about, well, it's about when your woman catches you. Yeah. She catches you running around town. Getting into all kind of strange. Yeah. And you say, baby, now please, don't put me out with the dolls. And she says, son, get your lazy two-time Negro ass up out of here. And all you can do is tell her.
So anyway, like I said, we have a kind of a, I don't know, a little jaundiced eye looking at the culture, and part of the reason why we use these devices here is because they're obvious and everybody sees them, but if you can decode them using the system that we teach in the Semantic Method, and we've got some new stuff coming along to help you do that, you know, desktop-wise, self-study-wise. And like I said, we're going to have this daily profile. You can check it out every day to give you kind of a little edge going out the door. Because ultimately, life is conversation to me. I could just put the equal sign there. Life equals conversation. And if the conversation goes both directions and it also goes within you and then out into the world, the better you can kind of keep that conversation coherent, the more you're going to get more truth, you're going to get more authenticity, and ultimately, you need more out of life. And a lot of the stuff that happens is just flat-out phony out there, like you said before with this whole thing with the stock market is a big manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
You can start to see the big lie. And the big lie I talk about with clients here a lot here at Soma Space that Take My Positive Gains program is that if you rely on education, public education to make you smart, healthcare system to keep you well, or the government to protect you, you're a fool. And because they're not set up, they're not set up to do any of those things. They're institutions that have agendas, just like any other thing you can find in the private sector, and they're completely about themselves. It's like, you know, that's why you go to Vegas and the house always wins. The house always wins when it comes to public education, because that's where they can push everybody through that's functional literate and shove them out in the street. The house always wins when it comes to special needs. It's why only 4% of the special needs kids get mainstream. No one puts any pressure on them. you know, they have a budget. They keep burning it up. It's like the construction that goes on outside my window here on I-95. They just keep cracking up the street and spending that budget and do it again next year. You know, the government's wearing itself out. Maybe we'll have some economic guests on Vital Voices talking about what's going on with the Fed and the Federal Reserve and
I would,
the way that
I would
money
love to get
being
my
cooked.
My my man on here, Simon. I would love to get
Simon?
Him on.
Yeah, maybe he's got he's got an opinion. This guy's. Now, this is, like I said, we found a lot of diamonds in the rough out there. I hope you guys enjoyed some of the interviews we did. There were some moments, like I said, that you just don't even know how or why you get to talk to some of these people. They were great to come on the show, and a lot of them did it at odd hours for them. And so we thank everybody, you know, that participated, especially, you know, the ones that maybe didn't do a lot of public stuff, and they don't. They don't particularly look for that type of thing, and they came on the show anyway. You know, I think of Eros pinch hitting for your friend that night.
Yeah, that was
Bacon
nice.
Space. And he was on, and basically one of the highest rated shows we have was his show.
Mm-hmm.
And he was pinch hitting for your friend that.
She had a migraine, I think, that night, right?
She pulled up lame with a headache. Yeah, about 10 minutes before the show, and ended up being a highly rated show for us. So, you know. We're new to, you know, Blog Talk Radio, just like everybody else is. It's something I think it's going to be here to stay, and hopefully, you know, as time goes on, both the content and the structure here, you know, keeps getting upgraded so that we can get more information to you guys. And, you know, I guess we'll be back next week, and we will try this again. Now, hopefully, we'll have any screw ups. With the lovely and talented server here, and the Naked Summer shows will still be available to you. But if not, we will make sure. No, we'll make sure. We'll take care of you. You can go over to summerspace.org, and there'll be MP3'd over there. But we, you know, from what they told us, we should be cool.
Mm-hmm.
But we
did you see the answer we got back from them when I asked?
Yeah, they said it was correct. Yeah, that was it. There's like two lines, right?
It was useless.
Yeah, well, it didn't really confirm.
Confirm nor deny.
Yeah, we had like a two-paragraph, you know, question and answer with the guy, and it was summed up with that. Yeah, it's correct. Very nice. But anyway, we're going to sign off here, and we'll see you next week here on Soma Time, as the Naked Soma puts on its clothes and gets up and walks out the door.
That's
so
right.
Thanks for joining us here. Travel light through the darkness. And with appropriately asleep at the wheel, we'll take us out. And we'll see you next week at 9 p.m. for Soma Time. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
And happy birthday, Val.
Thank you.
It's a long lead-in.
Yes, it is.
Eco music, though.
Very. Feel like boogieing.
Well, if you ever plan the motor west, take my way, that highway, that is the best.
I picture McCain singing this. I don't know why.
Well, it's mine from Chicago to L.A. Joplin, Missouri, Oklahoma City, it sure looks pretty. Mississippi, Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, darling, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Marshall, San Bernardino. Once you get hip, that's kind of tip. Take that California trip.
Travel light.
Get your kicks.